Any advice to students, say young people who are interested in their own business, perhaps specifically the restaurant business? Are you going to tell them to stay out of it or get into it, or what are you going to tell them? Either one of you, what do you think?
What I tell them is that I like it, and I enjoyed every minute of it. It's hard work, and it's going to be long hours, and you're going to have to work hard. If you don't want to do that, you better not get in the restaurant.
Right.
Because we had some at church that were wanting. They took my advice. They did not go in. I don't think they realized. They just saw the fun part of it, you know, fixing the food, and they didn't see all that hard work.
When you go into business, I know the restaurant business, it was 2 years before I could recognize anything that I could count on financially, you know, as far as business. We had good business, but it takes time to establish a consistent business and clientele. And if you're wanting to take money out of it the first day, you better figure something else out to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it took you a couple of years maybe to have a fairly solid financial foundation.
In 2 years, I felt, okay, I can count on this.
Yeah.
And then it grew from there. But that's any business.
Right.
Too many people want to take money out early or spend more than they've got to get into business, and they don't have enough to live on.
Well, Maxine, when you look back on your life and the restaurant, any thoughts? How would you like to be remembered?
Just that I was happy what I was doing. I enjoyed every minute of it. I really did. And I regretted retiring, but I got used to that, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that I ever dreaded, even when I first started working. And, you know, I worked and went to school from the ninth grade through high school. I didn't go to college. But I was thankful my kids were all able to go to college. And even after Tommy died, I had three, Bill and Julia. Julia was in her second year. But I was able to work and put them through college and pay our bills and do what I had to do.
Hmm.
I'm just real thankful for all that.
Well, you went through a big crisis there, and you're to be admired for sure for what you did.
You know, I'd get tired, but I didn't mind the work. It was just something I had to do, and I did it.
Well, you passed this on to Bill and mm-hmm. his son.
Yeah, he works more hours than I did.
If you enjoy it, it's not work.
And the other ingredient about doing this is you have to like people.
Yes. You're interested in people.
Right. And they sense that.
Mm-hmm. And you make a lot of good friends. I have friends way back. One little lady, she's in a nursing home. We still keep in contact. She used to say, "We thought you were so rich when you were sending the kids to church in a cab every Sunday morning." I said, "We weren't rich. I had to work." And that's the only way we could get them there. We weren't rich. We were just working.
Yeah. Bill, any comments, final words that you think about this restaurant or your mother, who you've got to admire so much?
Oh, absolutely. Watching her and my dad, that set in place expectations and a lifetime attitude toward work.
Right.
I think that's important. I tried to instill a good work ethic in my kids. I'm sure they will in their kids, but attitudes have changed here lately.
In 2016, it's tougher to find that work
it
ethic?
It is. I enjoy people. A lot of younger kids now don't interact that much with people, and I think they're not experiencing as much as they should be able to.
Well, thank you, both of you.
It's been great.
This was fun.
Good seeing
thank you so
you
much.
Your restaurant is an icon in our town, and it must make you feel good to know that.
I hope it continues,
but it started
continues
with,
on.
Your husband, Tommy, and you to maintain it all this time. We respect you a lot. Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you.
And thank you.
You,
Bill, for sharing
thank
this with
you.
Us.
Thank you, John.
Sitting here at the coveted round table. One of the few we have.
We wouldn't be able
by
to
the
get
way,
this on
when I was on the radio, I did my radio show here several
times. Yes, you
times.
Did. You
yes.
certainly did.
And I can't remember what drove me in, if it was politics. Sometimes it was sports, I think. OU, mm-hmm. OSU football.
Right.
We did some of those things from here.
That's right.
Several fun times.
Yeah, that was always fun. So thanks. This was fun, too.
Hey, we appreciate
thank you.
You.
I enjoyed
you.
It, too.